The Larry Fedorick Show on News Talk 610 CKTB.
Speaking of Stormwatch, tidying up with Marie Kondo has taken the world by storm, a very tidy storm. There was the book, huge bestseller, and now the Netflix show has increased the profile of not only the author and the idea of tidying up, but just the whole conversation about organization and clutter. Our guest is actually a certified consultant with KonMari, which is the method that Marie Kondo uses. Professional organizer, founder of Organize That, Effie Nikopoulos, joining us. Hello, Effie.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Now, you've been a professional organizer, I take it, for a while. But what do you make of this suddenly taking off the way it has?
Well, it's certainly I could say I was expecting an uptick in business, but it's been incredible just how many people are interested in what this method is all about. And it was unexpected in some ways, many ways.
So what is it? I mean, we have to get into understand the method a little bit, and certainly the great personality of Marie Kondo on her show. But haven't we always been encouraged to throw stuff out and declutter and organize? What's new about this?
I don't think we have. I don't think it's something that we're taught in school, and I don't think it's, you know, if you had a tidy mom, the mom might tidy for you. I mean, that was my experience, and so it's not something that's taught. And I think it's something, it's deeper than just tidying. I think people are looking for some kind of change in their life, and it's more than just about tidying. It's about finding what's serving you in your life and what's holding you back, and is there some conflict? And the clients I've worked with, inevitably, there's always something, there's some underlying conflict or cause, and it's not just about tidying.
So do you become, in all seriousness, some sort of therapist for these people?
Well, no, I stay far away from that. But I'm a coach, in essence.
Okay.
And so I help people discover things for themselves, not a therapist by any means. And I tell people right off the bat, like, people will disclose personal things to me. And if I'm sensing that there's a situation that I can't handle, then I'll step away or I'll advise them maybe to try something different. But I think just people need that side-by-side coaching. And you know, what this show has done is it resonates with people because they see in the different episodes, they can relate to there's so many different scenarios, and they don't feel that shame. I've had, you know, some women reach out to me, and they're trying to get their husband on board, and he won't get on board. And then I advise that they sit down and watch the shows. They call me the next day, and they're like, okay, he gets it now because he sees it. He sees it in action. Or, you know, a parent and a child, they'll sit down, and when they see it fleshed out, it's like, I'm not the only one, and I shouldn't feel shame about this.
Okay, so there's the show, and that's inspiring people, but let's say previous to that, do people call you because they have a garage that they can't park a car in, or because their kid is messy, or what inspires people to actually call you, for example?
Typically, my clients are someone that may need physical assistance, like either a senior or they've gone through some kind of medical, like a surgery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, typically seniors, though. I mean, I just helped an 87-year-old client downsize into an assisted living center, and we went through every one of her items, and she was really ready. That surprised me. She was just so ready to move on to that next phase of her life. So it's typically people in transition.
So what about, you know, upper 20s, 30s, 40s? What's the excuse there? Where do we start if we're thinking I want to declutter or clean up or downsize, whatever I'm trying to do?
What's the excuse?
Not the excuse. Where do we start? What's our thing? Is like, I'll just get rid of clothes or books, or like, where do we start?
Well, the KonMari method, we go from clothing to paper to books and to miscellaneous and sentimental. And by doing that, you go from typically an easier category to a more difficult category. And by doing that, you determine what brings you joy. And so you know, we'll look at clothing, for example, and we'll decide what that makes me happy. And it builds momentum, and it gets easier as you go through the different categories.
So joy is the key here. It doesn't have to be, I no longer use that, or it's not functional, or I've read that book.
It's both. I think it's both, because if something is not functional and you're not using it, it's not bringing you joy. It's not serving your best self. So I ask those questions that help bring that out so people can make those decisions.
And it's interesting that, going back to what you said earlier, that it is resonating with a lot of people. This is not just cluttered or necessarily messy people. It's something about this is resonating in a lot of people.
Yeah, I believe it's letting people actually ask questions about their life, like, what's going on here? What is this clutter? You know, is it a control issue? Are there two people in the home, and one person wants to hang on to something, and the other person doesn't? And people are talking. There's a lot of dialogue, and it's funny because it's coming out of the closet, kind of, because, you know, people, when I used to come to people's home, I would have signage on my car, and they would say, can you park a little bit further up? You know, people felt shame about this.
Right. Is the first step admitting you have a problem, as the old cliche goes?
I think the first step is to envision the life you want to lead. Like, why do you want to tidy? You know, what are you seeking? You know, if you find the answer to, you know, what is it that's really holding you back, you can actually start the process. And that's why I'm not a therapist, I'm more of a coach, that I can ask certain questions to say, hey, you know what, why do you want to tidy? Is there, what is the purpose of this? You know, why did you call me?
Mm-hmm. People call you, and you say people want to do this. Can you force this on anybody? Can you, you said a dynamic in a home, other than maybe turning on Netflix and showing them tidying up with Marie Kondo, how do you get people to begin to think about this?
Well, you have to decide to do it. Like, yeah. I would never, you know, people call me, it's like, can I buy a gift certificate for my mom? And I say, absolutely not. Because your mom has to want to do it. And I get a lot of calls like that. It's like, well, why don't we just surprise her? I said, no, there are no surprises in this process. You have to want to do it yourself. And if one person in the home wants to do it, then I'll work with that one person. And usually it's almost like people around will see what's going on and they get on board. And I've had people call me, one partner will call me, and the other partner will say, I'm next. Where going in, they're like, absolutely not, don't touch my stuff. So it's really interesting when you see someone else getting their things in order, you kind of jump on board.
It's really interesting, and we get back to the joy and just the emotions and the attachments we have to our things, and to be able to go through that involves going through our emotions and lives, and boy, it sounds, again, you're not a therapist, but it's therapeutic. It sure sounds therapeutic.
Yeah. You sit back and you listen, and you don't, I don't offer advice, life advice. I offer help in helping themselves to make their decisions. And it's quite an emotional process. Like the lady that I just recently downsized and helped her move to that assisted living facility, I drove her there yesterday. That was her first day there. And for me, it brought me so much joy to see this lady move into the next phase of her life and do it with such open arms and so much joy. And that's why I do it. Like it's quite an experience for me as well, you know, not just for the client. And I think when you're empathetic like that to your client and you're open, then it helps the whole process.
I'm starting to really understand and imagine that. Effie, thank you so much for your time today. All the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Effie Nikopoulos is founder of Organize That, a professional organizer, and she is a KonMari certified consultant. KonMari is the method that is coined by Marie Kondo, who has the Tidying Up book and this popular show on Netflix, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.